Morning, Dylan Teasdale for theCUBE, and today we have David Better, known as Skip, right in the booth with us, and he's the president of the St. Francis Valley Naturalist Club. So what do you have for us today?
Well, we can start off by talking about our presentation we're going to have next Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
on March 28th.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Hereford Community Forest, Conservation and Future Projects. We got two speakers coming, Mr. Danny Sine and Francois Bush Picon, and they will be talking about the site over there.
Okay,
this is another interesting presentation,
mm-hmm.
because if you're a hiker, biker, or birder, you can come and listen to these two very interesting presenters.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fairly new area that was donated by the Tillotson family.
Okay, that's nice.
And The Hereford Community Forest is a large private forest managed by and for the community. And that's where they were supposed to go through with the hydro.
Okay.
And all the groups and our groups and everybody, mm-hmm. sent letters and all that. Now the hydro is going to bury the cable.
Oh, that's nice.
The hydro
papers
through that.
Yeah.
So that was because of a lot of community groups and got together and fought it.
Good. So it works.
Yes.
That's good to know.
Well, it works.
Yeah.
If you're interested in going, it's out of there. It's by East Hereford.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go on our Facebook page.
Okay.
And we have a map there, how to get there. It's on the other side of Quatticoke.
Mm-hmm.
So it's and we're going to be having a walk over there. So I'll let you know in the future what date it's going to be, and
mm-hmm.
And you can join us.
Good. That would be interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That would be a good one. Now, the last presentation we had, this was a very interesting one. This turned out to be so interesting that when they were doing the presentation, you could hear a pin drop.
Okay.
And it lasted 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about pesticides and that.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm. And this Mr. Belil, the professor from Bishop's,
mm-hmm.
he had a lot of slides and all that. He told us the bad thing that the birds have decreased by 4%, field birds.
Okay.
But he did tell us a good thing that the birds that have increased, such as snow geese, ringbill gulls, wild turkeys, and mourning doves, they're becoming more abundant in North America.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, the mourning doves is the most common bird in North America.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, we don't see that many. We see them, but not
mm-hmm.
not like down in West. And,
yeah.
But that's about it for our presentations that we've had.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been very interesting. Oh, and actually, it was so interesting with Mr. Belil about the pesticides. We've invited him back. Next spring.
Nice.
To do another presentation because...
it's so important.
It's so funny. I'll give you a little note on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Is that really the government doesn't listen to them too much.
Mm-hmm.
And big business.
Right.
This is the only way you can do it. Like they did for the hydro line,
mm-hmm.
that the common community groups can get together and push the government in fighting the pesticides that
mm-hmm.
they're using and the coatings on seeds. So...
Okay.
You know, it's quite interesting the way you went into it.
Yeah, that's good to know, and it works too.
Yeah, and we had some new people there last time, and they're actually going to come and do presentations. For example, Chuck and Kathy,
mm-hmm.
he's been taking a course on recycling,
mm-hmm.
so that he's going to be doing a presentation.
Oh,
for
that's
us.
Nice. That's good.
Yeah, and it's quite interesting. But we had different people there, but it worked well, and we're
mm-hmm.
going to have another one.
Excellent.
Now, we also got our bird count
mm-hmm.
around the different people have been in communication with
mm-hmm.
us. Now, the Canton the Hatley, Gladys Beattie, she wrote me a beautiful note
mm-hmm.
that she was saying that the bird that she saw was the brown creeper.
Okay.
Now, we don't see that one very often. It's here.
Mm-hmm.
It's common. But it's a little brown bird
mm-hmm.
that stays at the base of trees,
okay.
and eating eggs from insects and things like this.
Okay.
But they have a real unusual sound to them,
mm-hmm.
and like it's a high, thin notes, unlike most other birds.
Mm-hmm.
So I've heard them, but I've never seen them because they always
okay.
so small
yeah.
and they're a little brown bird that you'll see on limbs or they're going underneath bark underneath
mm-hmm.
the trees. Quite interesting.
Isn't mm-hmm.
it? And she also saw a red shoulder hawk. Now, this is this is a bit early for them. They migrate up from the States,
mm-hmm.
and they eat frogs and snakes and things like this.
Okay.
So this is a little early for them, so maybe this is a good sign for the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And So that was interesting that she saw that.
Do they have a bit of red on them?
Yeah, on the shoulders. Yeah, and like I say, the favorite food is frogs and snakes. Mm-hmm. So they got to, right now they're staying around marshes where it's soggy and maybe it's open from a spring. Mm-hmm. But she's also saying that the bluebirds are starting to come up. She's starting to see a few of those.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So that means spring, it's just around the corner. Mm-hmm. East Hatley, Suzanne Call, she does a count for an organization, but she sees 12 to 13 species all the time. The regular birds that she calls regular birds, but we don't see.
That's quite a few.
But she got together with Kathy Adams and Sheila McLean, and they joined the Sherbrooke Bird Club on an outing near Mount Gosford in Woburn. Mm-hmm. And now, that is a boreal forest out there. There's different trees than what we have. They have the black spruce trees.
Okay.
So you see different birds out there. For example, they have what you call the boreal chickadee. That sounds like our chickadee, but they're more adorable and have a raspy throat. And I didn't know there was two different, like that, you know, our area, two different types of...
No, I didn't know that
We
either.
Have the black-capped chickadees this one here.
Oh.
And they saw, like, other ones that white-winged crossbills. That's more for a boreal forest, too, like the black spruce and like that. And, of course, the gray jay. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. That's we haven't seen too many around here, but out by Scotstown, out by Woburn, they're in there.
Good.
And out there in Scotstown, the day before, I spotted a snow owl and many turkeys.
Oh, that's exciting.
A couple of hundred turkeys.
Snow owl, yeah.
It was really... And in Huntingville, Marilyn Henry saw her regular birds plus two pellucidated woodpeckers. Mm-hmm. And she hadn't seen them for... That's the big ones with the red head.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they stayed around a couple of days. And Tom Standers, here we go, in Waterville, saw an American goldfinch.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I haven't seen many of them either this year. So and Cheryl and Alan Bradley in Huntingville saw the bald eagle, but perched this time beside Deacon's Dam.
Okay.
So they had a good view of it. And
yeah, nice.
Yeah. Now, I don't know, we were talking earlier, but my featured bird is the Mandarin duck. Mm-hmm. Now, that was on Facebook.
That's right.
It's not a it's not a duck native to North America.
Okay.
But quite a few of them were brought over here. Mm-hmm. And in England, they did, and they escaped, and now they're in the wild over there.
Oh.
But they're an interesting duck, a bird, is that they are regarded as the world's most beautiful duck and is native to China and Japan. The first Mandarin ducks were imported to Britain in the mid-1800s. But it wasn't until the 1930s that they escaped from the wildlife collection and started breeding there. They are frequently perched in trees, while the female chooses a hole or cavity in a tree stump in which she lays her eggs. Very similar to our wood ducks. They're actually they're comparable, except for the coloration.
Okay.
But the size, but there has no, they haven't interbred. No hybrid.
Oh, that's interesting,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that is, because our mallards have. Mm-hmm. Our black ducks and our mallards have interbred.
Okay.
So there's something we don't see much anymore is black ducks.
No.
Yeah, and they're a beautiful duck, all black. Mm-hmm. We used to see them by the hundreds, but no more.
Oh.
Not many.
Okay.
And in their native China, mandarins have been regarded as a symbol of fertility, and pairs were often given to brides on their wedding day.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about it for today.
Okay, well, that's really interesting. So again, everybody is welcome, I guess, to come to the presentation. So that is Wednesday, March 28th. It's always the last Wednesday of the month.
Last Wednesday of the month.
7 p.m. at the Amity Bondwyke Community Center. It's right in Lenoxville, right in the heart of Lenoxville, right up over the fire station. Mm-hmm. And it's wheelchair accessible, too, I guess. There's an elevator in there.
Yeah.
And, come and enjoy the presentation, and you might want to join.
That's right.
Okay, thanks, Skip.
Thank you.